Sheltered workshops allow people with disabilities to work at a slower pace, usually for less than minimum wage. They've been around for decades, and advocates say they're an alternative for people that can't work a typical job. Stacy Wigfield is the president of Regional Enterprises for Adults and Children in Eau Claire, which runs a sheltered workshop.
If you function at a level where you are likely to never develop the work skills to compete at a job at minimum or above wage, then there's a place for you to work versus not work and stay home and do little or nothing.
But opponents of sheltered workshops claim they segregate and can take advantage of people with disabilities. This year, the U.S. Department of Justice filed lawsuits against Rhode Island and Oregon to force a transition away from sheltered work. Advocates worry the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which funds disability programs, is moving in the same direction. Tim Sheehan is executive director of the Center for Independent Living for Western Wisconsin. He says it's about time Wisconsin follows suit and puts more of these people into integrated employment.
We just don't think in the 21st century that that model needs to continue to exist. There has to be a better way. A better way to serve all of the needs of the individuals.
The State Department of Health Services, which handles funding for sheltered workshops, says it has no plans to dump them, but advocates still worry the federal government might. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.